Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's John Mellencamp bringing us back. A little Heartland music. A little Heartland rock and roll. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. Rick Maurer is the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance. Also, Why Don't You Want What I Want, which is my constant lament, but it's also the title of one of my favorite books. Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. We've been talking about change, and we're sort of breaking up change into the academic and the execution. We just got through talking about the academic. How do you see things? What do you got to do? Get up off your backside and go out and see what the world looks like and see how what's coming at you. You know, where's the opportunity? Where's the challenge? And then with your team put together and with input from customers, put together an execution strategy, right? I mean, you got to identify it. Then you got to convert it into strategy, and then you got to put boots on the ground, right?
Yep.
How do you do that?
Yeah, the first thing you got to do is the people around you, whoever's going to need to plan this and implement, has got to have an urgency in their belly where they go, wow, this is not only important, but it's mm-hmm. something we got to do right now. Mm-hmm. So you can't just jump into let's have a planning meeting. You've got to really be able to connect the dots. So they see the writing on the wall, too. And that's not terribly hard to do, but we skip over it. We give them a few PowerPoint slides and think they got it. What we need to do is give them that same religious experience that we had.
Yeah, you need to help them connect the dots on their own.
Exactly.
Right?
Because when that happens, then you've got a room full of people who want this to be a success. And then, frankly, if you have any kind of decent project planning skills, I mean anything at all, it's going to work because you got so many people who want it to work rather than you having to lead a meeting and facilitate it and work hard, you know, because everybody wants this to work. They don't want to waste time. They realize we got to do this.
So if you go off and you come back with ideas and you have a better understanding of how the future is going to look and all that, instead of coming back and telling them this, so you should say, okay, guys, this is how we're doing things now, and you know how that's working for us. Here are some things that I learned, and you put that up on the board. You talk about that, and without any judgment, without any you don't make any judgment statements. You don't sell it. You just say, this is something I saw. What do you guys think about that? If you know, do you replay that movie for them?
It depends. If you're just at a point of exploring it yourself, like I had a CEO of a hospital tell me, he said, I go into meetings and I just take the last couple minutes and say, here's what keeps me awake at night. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm not trying to lead them anywhere. I mm-hmm. just want them to be worried or excited about the mm-hmm. same things. If that's all your intent is to get people thinking, that's a great strategy. If, though, you really feel like we've got to make some big change and do it now, I think it's fine to say, hey, you know, I went to that conference, or I just read the Wall Street Journal, whatever it was, and frankly, folks, I got worried. And I want to tell you why I'm worried, and then I want to tell you about an idea I have. And then I would separate those two things. I mean, they can happen in the same meeting, but I would start with, look, here's why I think it's critical that we take a look at how we do X, whatever X is, and then make sure that people really can respond. And say, you know, you might even say, look, I realize we've never talked about this before. Some of you are going to wonder, what am I smoking? So I'd really like to know, what do you think I'm missing? What are the questions you have? What are the things you're going to talk about in the hallway when I'm not around? Because that's what we need to talk about, because I think it's that important. And then shut up and let people start to ask their questions.
That's really important, the shut-up part, isn't it?
Oh, it's a huge one.
One of the ways I make sure that my people have really good conference calls with the people who help us with some of our stuff is I don't attend the conference call.
That's yeah.
Basically, because you know, I want them to run the thing. I want them to have their own ideas. Here's another idea, though, Rick. Go to one of those events yourself. Go out. You know, and I say event. It doesn't have to be an event. Just you know, get outside your comfort zone. Get outside your four walls. But the next time, take your people with you. What do you think about that, Rick?
I think it's
let them see the dots when you're seeing the dots.
Yep, it's wonderful. You know, and there's a good thing. I just got an email over the weekend. For a conference, and everything is online. It's one full day of stuff in my field. And I thought, wow, if I wasn't already busy, I would take the day and do that. So getting out and rubbing shoulders is better, but. There are alternatives now.
Exactly. Rick Maurer, Maurer.com is the website.
That's it.
Rick, thanks again for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Quick break. Be back here for the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.